After the magnificent feast which we celebrated yesterday of Our Lady of the Snows, Our Lady who made it snow in the horrible heat of August in Rome and made it snow on the Esquiline Hill, where she instructed the patrician John and his wife and the Holy Father, Pope Liberius I, Saint Liberius I, to construct a church in honor of her, of the Blessed Mother. Today, we have a similar situation in a sense that our Lord takes the most important of the three apostles, Peter, James, and John, to Mount Tabor, and there, in their sight, is transfigured beyond their belief, beyond their possibility of imagination. And he only shows them a tiny little bit of his glory. Otherwise, they would have died. For no man can see God and live. And then, with him appeared the two most important of the prophets of the Old Testament, St. Moses, the giver of the law, and St. Elias, representing all the other prophets. And they speak with him concerning his passion, which was very soon to take place. And of course, this event took place in order to strengthen the apostles for the horrors that they would see, that Jesus Christ would suffer, so that they could see that he is indeed God, even though he would suffer for them the horrors of the Passion. And then, while this was going on, of course, St. Peter always is the first to speak, always outspoken with his authority that he has received from the time of his calling by Christ, who changed his name from Simon to Rock, Petrum, Petras in Greek. And he immediately exclaims, "Lord, how wonderful it is that we are here." And we could say this ourselves tonight. "Lord, how wonderful it is that we are here before thy altar, before thy presence in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. If thou wilt allow, let me build three tabernacles here, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias." And at that moment, before he even finishes, all of a sudden they are surrounded by a cloud of light. And it is the presence of the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that appears in many different ways, including in the Old Testament and in the New as a bright cloud. And then from the cloud, from the one who is never seen, but must be heard, the Father, who says to our Lord Jesus Christ, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." To show them, to strengthen them, the fact that God the Father in heaven has sent him and is pleased with that which he is doing. Would that we would receive such a message in our own lives. "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And before anything else could happen, everything went back to normal. Our Lord back to his usual physique. And then the prophets had disappeared, the cloud had disappeared, and God the Father was silent. But he had spoken, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so he says to us today too, from the tabernacle, from the altar, from the holy host that we receive after the consecration in our breasts in Holy Communion, We are asked to join with him to make ourselves, our souls, our hearts into a tabernacle where the eternal Son of God can dwell. In nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.